growing up in a foster home was, for me, it was very difficult. There was a lot of times that I would sit in the bed and cry, mainly facing the wall and not wanting everybody to see. But I also realized that, you know, I wasn't the only one in this foster home. But it hurt. My heart hurt.
Stay-gute. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Many of us grew up in less than ideal circumstances, and we have memories that we wish we could forget. But as we'll hear on today's program, a tough start in life doesn't mean that it has to end that way.
Hello, my name is Mike Andrews. I am from the Tohono O'odham and Kutsan tribes, both from southern Arizona. My mom is from the Kutsan tribe. She belongs to the Frog Clan because we live along the Colorado River. That's where we got our clan name from. And then my dad is from a reservation south near the Mexican border, the Tohono O'odham people. And many years ago, my mom and dad attended a Catholic boarding school, and they met at this Catholic boarding school and were married, and she began to work there at this boarding school, and so did my dad. He was working in the maintenance. And as we grew up, I have four brothers and one sister. I was little at the time. When my dad began to drink, and alcoholism hit the home. And the other thing that we were facing was we weren't doing very well financially. So my mom moved into the city and left us on the reservation with our dad, and as he worked, and she worked in the city at a government school. And so during that time, we were left alone. We were hungry one day, and we began to look around, and broke into an area, and we were caught and sent to a youth home. And it was at this youth home that I always struggled, had a hard time. And my dad went back to his reservation, and my mom continued to stay in the city. But even before that, as I was growing up, As a little baby, going back as a little baby, I was born with my feet turned a pigeon-toed. And every place I would walk around, I would trip over myself. And probably about the second grade or so, they put a cast from my feet, from the bottom of my feet all the way to my chest. And I had to have this cast on. They broke my legs and straightened it out. And I had to have this cast on for about 6 months, and during that time I had chicken pox. The cast came off, and just as I was getting ready to learn to walk well is when my mom and dad separated. We ended up on a different part of the reservation. It was on the Pima Reservation where we grew up earlier. But it was on the Pima Reservation on a different area, where I grew up in a foster home. Growing up in a foster home was, for me, it was very difficult. There was a lot of times that I would sit in the bed and cry, mainly facing the wall and not wanting everybody to see. But I also realized that, you know, I wasn't the only one in this foster home. But it hurt my heart. My heart hurt, and I know the people there that took care of us did their best. But being away from mom and dad, and not having us together as a family like we used to be, hurt. And being raised as a Catholic, I didn't know where to turn to. And the people that ran the foster home attended a church, which I was very unfamiliar with. But I remember one day the pastor asking me to come and pray, and he said, repeat after me. And I repeated after the pastor as I prayed, and didn't know what I did, but the main thing that I did say is in my prayers later on is, God, if you're real, get us out of this home. I don't want to be here. I want to be back with mom and dad, which is never meant to be. We were only at this foster. We were supposed to be there to the age of 18, each of my brothers and sisters. My sister and brothers, were old enough to go back to the Catholic boarding school. So I had an older brother and a younger brother that stayed in this foster home. And we were there only for about a little over 2 years or so. Moved into downtown city of Phoenix. And it was at this in downtown city that I became an urban Indian, as they call them. And as I grew up in the city, I learned to survive. We lived in one of the rough sections of town. One day my dad came to visit us, and he was drunk, and he gave me some money and said, go get something to eat. And I ran across this little open field, and as I was coming back, some boys jumped me and took all my candy and soda and everything. And I remember crawling back into the house and seeing my dad, who was passed out, trying to wake him up, saying, Dad, get up, get up. He never woke up, and so I went unconscious and laid in my pool of blood on the ground. And so I was very cautious as I learned to live in the city and learned to survive. Until my high school years, I went to a Catholic boarding school where my mom and dad met on the Pima Reservation. And it was during these times that I began to wonder, you know, where's my place? I also got involved in drugs and drinking. But the other thing that kind of drew me away from a lot of these things as well was I got involved in sports. I love basketball. I played football. I tried baseball. One time I was on first base getting ready to run to second, and halfway there the coach says, stop, stop, stop. Turn, come back. So I came back, and just as I hit the base, the pitcher threw the ball and hit me right on my back. So I'm on the ground saying, I can't breathe. So I said, forget baseball. I'd rather play football. So my first year playing football, I tore my ligaments in one leg. My second year, I got hit in the chest and punctured my lungs. And I'm having a ball. Getting ready to go back to this Catholic boarding school my junior year, I get a letter saying that our boarding school is no longer going to be open anymore. We're closing it. I began to wonder, where am I going to go to school? I began to look at several government schools here in the Phoenix area, and I put in an application there, and then I heard of schools in California and Albuquerque, different areas, government schools. And then I heard of a school just north of Phoenix, a place called Southwest Indian School. I put my application at this Christian boarding school as well. And then that whole summer I waited. And I was waiting for a letter to come say, if you want to join our team, come to our school. And so I went and waited the summer till the beginning of the school year. And I get a letter from this Christian boarding school called Southwest Indian School. It says, come and join our football team. And I went there for one reason only, and that was to play football. My first week, I had a great week of practice. And then Sunday morning, a missionary comes and wakes me up. And he says, it's time to get ready for church. And I said, what is church? I know I was very familiar with the Catholic Church and going to Mass, but I didn't understand what church was all about. And so being a Catholic at that time, I got dressed and I went to the chapel area. And I, as a Catholic, I would go early all the time to talk to the priest in the confession box. And he would tell me, if you do this and this and this, you're forgiven. Well, I went to the chapel there on this Christian campus, Christian boarding school campus, and I began to look around for the priest. I opened a closet door, no priest. I opened another closet door, no priest, and I didn't know what to do, so the church service people were starting to come in, so I went and sat down and had no clue what was going on in the service. I'm used to standing up, sitting down, kneeling down, standing, and but this time I just sat and just so confused. Every Sunday for the first month, I did not know what to do. You know, they sang and they worship the Lord, but I had no idea what was really going on. But I remember one day during a meeting time that we had a speaker come in and he shared about Jesus Christ and his love and what he'd done on the cross for us. And the whole week I just sat there and I listened, not fully understanding, but I remember the last day, I remember opening my heart to Jesus Christ and asking him to come into my heart. You know, all of us aren't perfect. And before I ever asked him in my heart, I was a sinner. As it says in his word, all have sinned and come short of the glory. And I was a sinner. And I opened my heart and asked him to come in to forgive me for all the things that I have done. You know, as I said earlier, I stole, I lied, and I asked him to forgive me for all the things that I've done in the past. I've hurt people. And he was there to say, your sins are forgiven. That's why he died on the cross for us, to forgive us of our sins and to set us free. To set us free. And that helps us in knowing who he is, that he loves and he cares for us. And I asked the Lord to come in my heart. And ever since then, I became a new creature.
When Mike says that he asked Jesus into his heart, he was simply expressing his acceptance of Jesus Christ as his Savior. Jesus is the Savior that every one of us needs because, like Mike, we all have offended God and deserve His judgment. But when we trust in Jesus, looking to His death on the cross for us and His resurrection from the dead, we too pass from death to life, and God forgives us and makes us new. We read in the Bible in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." My friend, have you become a new creation? It's something only God can do, and He will, if you'll open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. If this is something you're interested in, you can visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take the Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Mike's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.